start again from the bottom of the Lamed Beis Lamed Beis. Okay, let's go quickly. Itmar Nami. Omer of Nachman, Omer Shmuel, Hacha Be'ilan Homid B'Shus Harabim. You have a tree that's standing in Rishus Harabim. Gaskin, Gavo Asar V'Rochav Arba. And it's 10 Tfachim high and 4 Tfachim wide. The Niskavan Lishbos Lamata. And you had Kavana to be Kona Shvisa, that your residence is in the Rishus Harabim. V'Rebihi. And therefore the halacha is that if the Eruv is within 10 Tfachim, it's okay, and if your Eruv is higher than 10 Tfachim, it's not okay, and it goes according to Rebbe. Domer called Dover Shum Mishum Shvus L'Gozor L'Abin Ashmashes. And therefore, if it's higher than 10 Tfachim, the tree is a Rishus HaYochid, it's a Nisa Doraisa. If it's less than 10 Tfachim, it's only a Carmelis, it's only Nisa Dorabanan, and going into the tree itself is only Nisa Dorabanan. And Rebbe holds that Ben Ashmashes, there were no Gzeres Dorabanan. And therefore, you can get the Eruv, you can be in the same place as your Eruv when Ben Ashmashes came. Amar Rav, Elo Shanu Ela Be'ilan Ha'omeid Chutzli Bura Sha'ir. This is only where the tree is outside the confines of the city. Aval Ilan Ha'omeid B'Sofi Bura Sha'ir, if it's within the confines of the city, Afilu L'mala Mi'asara Hariza Eruv. Even if it's higher than 10 Tfachim, it's also an Eruv. Why? D'masa K'mand D'mal Yadami. Because the whole city is considered like it's congested, filled up, and therefore, even higher than 10 Tfachim, everything is considered like a Rishus HaYochid, Legabe de Eruv. Not Legabe other things, but Legabe de Eruv, it's considered like a Rishus HaYochid. So even though you're in Rishus HaRabim, it's considered like you're in Rishus HaYochid, and the Eruv and you are in the same place. Where it says, Hi Hachi Chutzli Burashir Nami. That's the case, and even if you're past the confines in the city, from this idea that if it's considered filled up, that it's considered like you're in the Eruv in the same place, even though you're in Rishus HaRabim and the Eruv is in Rishus HaYochid, the whole Rishus HaRabim is considered like Rishus HaYochid, B'tochi Bura Shel Ir, then there's another halacha the same way. Kivan Domar Rava, Hanosin Eruv Yeshlo Arba Amos, when a person puts an Eruv, the area, four Amos around it, is considered like his house. And a house is also considered completely filled up. Havi the Rishus HaYochid. Rishus HaYochid Ola Ad Barakiyah. Therefore, it's considered the same way that a city is considered congested and filled up, so too your Arba Amos is considered filled up. So why does it have to be Betochi Bura Shalir, according to Rava? It can be anywhere within his Arba Amos. Om Rav Yisro Pared Rav Marish, Mishar Shio, Hocha Be'ilan Hanote Chutzla Arba Amos Askinen. Now, Tzeinu Chanami, it's talking where the Erev is outside your Arba Amos. If it were in your Arba Amos, even higher than 10 Tfachim would be okay. It's talking about a tree that extends outside your Arba Amos. The Niskavan Lishbos Bikaro, and you had Kavana to be Kona Shvisa at the bark of the tree, at the trunk of the tree, And the Eruv is 10 Tfachim higher than you, but it's also outside your Arba Amos. That's the picture number 163. Or 162. You had Kavana to be Kona Shvis over here by the trunk. The Eruv is outside your Arba Amos on top of the trunk. So if it's less than 10 Tfachim on this part of the branch, then it's what's it called? It's okay, because this is a Carmelis, and you're in Rishus HaRabim, and you can go from Rishus HaRabim to a Carmelis, or a Carmelis to Rishus HaRabim, midrabbana it's Osir, and Ben Hashmoshes there's no Isser. And if it's higher, it's 10 Tfachim, then this part is Rishus HaYochid, and you can't, Min HaTorah, take the Eruv into your Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, it's inaccessible. So now the Gemara asks, Umay Lamala, Umay Lamata, we think that it's a branch that extends out horizontally, so there's no higher or lower, there's no up or down, there's just different branches. You can have a higher branch and a lower branch. But the Eruv is either on the higher branch or on the lower branch. What does that mean? That it's Lamala and Lamata, right? Up or down. My Lamala, my Lamata. The Hadr Zakit. No, it's talking where the branch is not just horizontal. It later on becomes vertical. And there's a branch that comes out higher than 10 Tfachim, and the original branch is less than 10 Tfachim. So either you have the upper branch or the lower branch. That's called Lamala, Lamata. That's how Rashi learns. Rashi, v'honiskaven lishvos b'ikaro, hilkach lamata mi'asore eruv ve'eruv, therefore less than 10 tvachim zeruz and eruv, demotzi nofik leich, because he can come and get it. Chutz l'dalad amosov, kama the boy. And even though it's outside of this arba amos, where he had intention to be, it's more than arba amos away, right? It could be as many as much out of his arba amos, right? Pachos midalad amos, because you can carry something in Rishus Harabim less than arba amos. Right, ad l'toch dalad amosav. You can bring it into your dalad amos. The apple gav nashvinin lahu nihalei rishus ayochid the gabi knias eruv v'hakul lav rishus ayochid gemurahi. Even though we consider that part of rishus harabim like a rishus ayochid within his dalad amos, that's only the gabi eruv that is considered filled up, but not that it's mamish rishus ayochid that you can't carry from there from rishus harabim. There's no mechitzas here, there's no rishus hayochit, v'lo chilek rishus ika, uman komashule bayis eruv hu demashvile. The concept that the eruv makes it into your four amas, into a house, and it's considered like it's filled up, and the rishus hayochit goes all the way up to shamayim, that's only legabi the eruv. V'chiyachavim lebayis deteri chavim, v'lo v'shavi bayis disura. You don't have a kavana to make this a rishus hayochit to asr you, only to matter you. If it's higher than 10 tefachim, then it's in an actual Rishus HaYochid. And if you want to get it, you're going to bring it into an actual Rishus HaRabim. There's a way of getting it without being an Overnissa Daraisa. You don't have to bring it directly into Rishus HaRabim. There's other ways of getting the Eruv and being only Overnissa Darabonim. Right? Something that's vertical, that's horizontal, is equal. The ilamala ispe, the ilamala ispe, lamata lespe. It can't be upper and lower, because either it's all on the same plane. Lo shayach be loshin mala umata, el loshin gavoa v'nomuch. Either it's higher or it's lower, but it's not upper or lower. V'hachi boile l'misne. Nosnu be'ilan gavoa asara. If you put it on a tree that's 10 tvachim high, then this is the halacha. Ein eruv eruv. Ein gavo asar, if the tree is not 10 tvachim high, then eruv o eruv. Umenatani malu mata, the fact that it said, higher or lower, it's mashma, it's talking about a vertical thing, not a horizontal thing. Mashma de zaku, v'yokol aniach l'mala, begovo l'mata, b'shipula. You can put it higher or lower. You can put something higher on a vertical or lower on a vertical. We can't put something higher or lower on a horizontal. Mar says, no, it's talking where this thing horizontally goes out of your arba amos and then goes up the hadr zakif b'sof netiyaso u'mashkachas b'malo mata b'skifaso k'gon netiyaso kula lamata miyud di lamala miyud lo mashkachas b'skifaso malo mata. So therefore it goes out horizontal out of your arba amos and then it goes up vertical, and you can put it on that place vertically either higher or lower. Okay, now the Gemara says, but there is a way of getting this Eruv without going from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. V'ho iboy maisi lo derech olav. Rashi learns, derech olav is the following. Iboy maisi lo derech olav. Ki havi chutz lo dalad amos nomi. You're going to now climb this tree in the place where your dalad amos is, within your dalad amos. Okay? And that, what's it called, is a Rishus HaRabim. That's under you. Okay? Here, the picture 163. Okay, you're going to stand on the tree within your dalad amos where you have shisa, and the underneath you is Rishus HaRabim, and the bread is in Rishus HaYochid. So the chara, there's going to be a problem of bringing it from Rishus HaRabim from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim where your makom shvisa is. Okay, and if it's not accessible and where you had kavana to be show based, then it's not a good area. So what are you going to do? You're going to do the following. Ki havi chutz l'dalad amos nami ulamala miyud kiven the dalad amos olos adrakia. Since your dalad amos are considered as if they go up indefinitely, so your makom shvisa is not dafka on the ground; it's all the way up the tree too. Hariyachol lalos leilan, you can go up into the tree, be over nisut rabbanan, which is mutter ben benashmashos ad l'mala me'asara. You'll go higher than 10 tefachim. The litlo, and you'll take it. Because any part of the tree higher than 10 tefachim is Rishus HaYochid. And your Eruv is also in Rishus HaYochid. So you can take it from the Rishus HaYochid you're standing on the tree
from the Yitzchak Yochid where the bread is, and bring it to you, Arba Amas. So what's the problem, right? You're going to be bringing it from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, right? Over a Carmelis. What's the problem, right? You're going to be in Rishus HaYochid, and the Erev is in Rishus HaYochid, and you're going to be carrying it over a Carmelis, which is the part of the tree which is less than 10 tefach.
Okay. So the Gemara says, no, it's talking, Kisharabi Mechatkin Lav, where that branch that's less than 10 tefachim, people use it in the Rishus HaRabi. And therefore it becomes a Mamash Rishus HaRabi. It's not a Carmelis. It's a Mamash Rishus HaRabi. Okay, the Ula. The Amar Ula, Amal Tisha Rishus HaRabim, Rabi Mechatkin Lav, Azor Benochal Gabbath Chayiv. That if you throw something onto something that's exactly 9 tefachim high, and it's in Rishus HaRabim, and people put their packages down on it, so the people in Rishus HaRabim use it, it has a din of Rishus HaRabim. Okay? And therefore, when you're in the tree, you are carrying from Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid, Derech Rishus HaRabim, that's called Moshit. And Moshit is Chayim from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid, Derech Rishus HaRabim. That's how Rashi looks. See Rashi? Kisharab Mechatim, on the Tias Hanov, Shechutz L'dal Ramosot, right? People, put their packages, that's next, 164, on the branch that's less than 10 tefachim. Hanemucha miyud, the havi rishus harabim, then it becomes rishus harabim, kedeula. The chimaisi le lamala me'asara, derech avira shel netia, over ba'avi rishus harabim. Lamaisa, when you carry it from the rishus hayochid, where it's on that other branch, and you bring it to you, which is another rishus hayochid, you're bringing it over the air space of Rishus HaRabim. Now, normally the air space of Rishus HaRabim ends at 10 tefachim. And anything higher than that is a Carmelis or a Mokom Ptur. But over here, it doesn't end. Because by Moshit, you're Chayiv, even if you're Moshit higher than 10 tefachim. Right? Because that's what they did in the Mishkan. They carried from Rishus HaYochid to the other Agola in Rishus HaYochid over the Rishus HaRabim higher than 10 tefachim. So that's a special halacha tchayyim. The kaimelon b'moshit rishus hayochid shayochid derech avir rishus harab mafilu malam yasar chayyim. If you are moshit something, you what's the word in English? Pass something, I guess. From rishus hayochid to rishus harabim over the rishus hayochid rishus hayochid over the rishus harabim, even higher than 10 tefachim yachayyim. It's not in perikazorik hayushteim b'diuta achas. If they both were on one side of the street, a Zorik Potter, Hamoshit Chayv. If you throw from one to the other, you're Potter, because you're throwing through Avir Rishus HaRabim, which is Lamala Me'asar, is a Makom Ptur. But if you carry something, if you pass it, you don't throw it. There's a special halacha that passing things from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, Derev Rishus HaRabim is Chayv. Shekach Hoy Savod HaLeviyim, because that's what the Leviyim did by the wagons. Omutes. And that's what Ula said. If you have a post that's 9 tefachim high, dafke noket tes, has to be dafke 9, not less, not more. Kedomer b'yitzias haShabbos, the pachos mi gimel aris mitzvah. If it's less than 3, it's mamish bakel to Rishus HaRabim. That's for sure Rishus HaRabim. He, the darsi lo rabim. People walk over it. Mi gimel ad tes, lo midris darsi, lo mitnei gova, if it's higher than 3 tefachim, but less than 9 tefachim, nobody walks over it because it's too high. So it's not considered the part of the Rishus HaRabim where people walk. The lo ketufei mechatfei alon. People don't put things down on it because it's too low. So it's not accessible to the Rabim. Therefore, it's not Rishus HaRabim. It's just a Carmelis. The nation of Mucha Lekatif, Hilkach Lav Rishus HaRabim, Yel Carmelis. And if it's only a Carmelis, well, in any case, it's not going to be to us. But it's a Carmelis. But if it's exactly 9 tefachim, then it's high enough to put things down on. And it's also high enough not to be able to walk over, but it does make a difference because the rabbin used it by putting things down on it. Chazi lektufe, v'havi rishus harabim, right? And therefore, it's considered rishus harabim, right? If it's between 3 and 9, it's not rishus harabim because it's not accessible to the rabbin. They can't walk over it, and they can't use it to put things down on. It's exactly 9, even though they can't walk over it, they can put things down on it. And therefore, it's considered part of Rishus HaRabim. Asora, and if it's 10 tefachim or more, it's Rishus HaYochid. The Zorek mitchilas arba l'sof dalet, and you threw something from the beginning of 4 amas to the end of 4 amas,
and it landed on this thing, this amud, which is exactly 9 tefachim high, the nochal gab of chai, the hoel, the havile akira of anocha mitchilas dalas of da rishus harabim. We had an akira and hanocha in rishus harabim, more than arba amos. Aval ein rabim mechatan love, if people don't put things on it, afal gab de zorek dalas amos rishus harabim, kimit lo havi hanocha rishus harabim potter. Since l'maiseo, the thing came down in a place that's a makom tur. It's a mele, you're not chai. Or it's at least a carmelist. And therefore, what's it called? You're potter. It may be osir, but it's a potter. There's no chi of chattis. Okay, go on. My Rebbe or my Rabbanan, right? Which is this din of Rebbe and the Rabbanan? We mentioned until now that the Mishnah goes according to Rebbe, that they weren't gozer on shvusim, they not shmashes. The Tanya. Nosno be'ilan l'malam yasor tvachim, enari eruv ha'eruv. If you put your eruv in a tree higher than 10 tvachim, then your eruv is not an eruv. L'matam miyasor tvachim, eruv ha'eruv. Right? And if it's less than 10 tvachim, it's a good eruv. But also litlo, but you can't take it out of the tree on Shabbos, because you're not allowed mishtamish with the tree. So if it was in the tree before Shabbos came, on Shabbos you can't take it out. B'slo shlosha mutter litlo. But if it's less than 3 tvachim from the ground, the Eruv, you put it on the trunk of the tree, less than 3 tefachim from the ground, you're allowed to take it off on Shabbos, because the Rabbanan didn't make a gzera of using a tree, of making use of a tree, if it was less than 3 tefachim from the ground. Rashi. L'malam yasora in Eruva Eruv, k'dekon demasnisan, like we set up the Mishnah, b'neskavan lishbos b'ikara, where you intended to become the shvisa at the trunk of the tree, which is in Rishus Haravim, the nofel nota tchutz l'arba amos, and the branch goes out of your arba amos, so it's not considered filled up. The hadr's lakif, and then it goes up again. So if it's higher than 10 tzvachim, you're taking from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabin, that's an issur d'oraisa, and the eruv's no eruv. The asur litlo, afilo haid l'matam mi'asara, asur litlo l'machar b'shabas. On the other hand, even if it's a good eruv, and the bread is less than 10 tzvachim, but it's in the tree, you can't, on Shabbos, take it out of the tree. In Ratzala Okla, if you want to eat it tomorrow, the next day, you can't take it out of the tree. But Bein HaShmashis, you can take it out of the tree because it's only in the Siddur Rabbanan. But on Shabbos, you can't take it out of the tree. Mishun de Mishtamish Be'ila. Ba'afilu Hachi, Kani Le'eru, Bein HaShmashis. Dekima de Shimush Ilan Shvus de Rabbanan Hu, Lo Gazra La Bein HaShmashis. Vihavi Boy, Le Mishkli, Ahi Shaita, Moshe Shokel. Had you wanted to take the Erev out of the tree and bring it to where you were called Neshvisa and Ben Hashmashas, you could have done that. Because you only would have been over Issa to Rabbanan, and the Issa to Rabbanan doesn't apply Ben Hashmashas. Call Issa Shabbos V'yantit. I mean, Rabbanan Kari Shvus. All Issuri to Rabbanan of Shabbos and Yantit were called the Shvus. B'solch Gimel. Hiniach Eruvu Be'ilan L'mata Mishlosha Samach L'karka. If you put the Erev on a part of the tree that's within 3 tvachim of the ground, Mutter L'tlo B'Shabbos. T'chol L'mata Mishlosha Afilu Be'ilan L'gazro L'av. The Rabbanan didn't make an isra of taking something off a tree, or making use of a tree, up till 3 tefachim from the ground. The Havikara Smith, because till 3 tefachim is considered like the ground itself. You can't sit on roots of a tree that are higher than 3 tefachim. But if they're less than 3 tefachim, you can sit on them. Okay, next case. Nosno bekalkola, vitlo be'ilan. You put them into a basket that's hanging on the tree. Even if it's higher than 10 tefachim, the eruv is an eruv. Because the kalkola is not Rishus HaYochid, we'll see. Not Rishus HaYochid. Divrei Rebbe. This is what Rebbe said. The Chachomim Romrim, kol makom she'asur litlo, ein eruv ha'eruv. If it's asur to take, even with the Rabbanan, then it's not an eruv. You have to be able to take it and bring it to the place where you were called Neshvisa. And if there's an issur to Rabbanan that would prevent you from doing that, it's what's it called? Does the Erev's no Erev? So Mar says, "V'chacham on mahai." What are they going on? That wherever it's osur to take it, the Erev's no Erev. Rebbe also knows if it's osur to take it, the Erev's no Erev. If it's higher than 10 tefachim, you bring it from Rishus HaYochid to Sarabim, where it would osur to take it, it's also not an Erev. So what are the Rabbanan arguing on Rebbe and saying, if you can't take it, then it's not an Erev? Rebbe also knows if you can't take it, it's not an Erev. So what's the machlokus? Ilema seifa, lema kasabri Rabbanan, stodin asurin. If it's going on the Sefer, let's learn from here that the Rabbanan hold that something that is connected to a tree is also Asur to be Mishtamish with. If it's connected directly to the tree, then the thing that's connected is, that's called Stodim. And that's Asur, and we have Machlokas, whether it's Tzadim or Asur or not. And here it's a Bekerish Mishnah, that's Tzadim or Asur. El Asur can't be going on the Sefer. El HaReisha. Right? It must be going on the Reisha. The Rabbanan are saying, if it's Asur to take it, then it's Asur, then it's no Eruv. Hi Ilan Hechidami. How's this tree talking? Ida Les Be'arba Makom Pturu. If it's not 4x4, so it's a Makom Pturu. And you're surely allowed to take it from off the tree. The tree is only a makom tur. You're allowed to bring milchat chila from makom tur into rishus harada. The idi is be'arba, if it's talking where it is 4x4, right? Kinosn v'kalkola mayhavi, right? Then if you put them into what's it called a basket or whatever, what's the difference? And the nela, what's so where the rabbanon going on? If you're not allowed to take it, you're not allowed to take it to the place where you are kol nishvista, then it's not. Which cases are talking about, Rashi? Nasno bekalkala, afilu l'mal me'asorei ruvu eruv. V'kam meforesh b'she'en ho'ilin rochav dalet. The Gemara is going to explain, it's talking with the tree itself is not for tochin, right? Therefore, it's a makom tur. V'asor lit lo garsina. We're not going over here that you can't take it. He garsina namai mitame l'kamon ad rabbanon. Right, that's where the svarim mixed up and put that it's if it's there's usher to take it. If it did have the gear, so it's because Taka, we do hold that something directly connected to a tree is just like the tree and it's usher. But in any case, Rashi says you don't have that gear, so we don't have that gear. That's what Rebbe said. And the Chachamim say, no, wherever you're not allowed to take it, the Eruv is no Eruv. Now the child is where they're, what they're going on. Gemara says, Ilei mas seifa dekoma Rebbe nosnu bekalkola eruva eruv. The seifa where Rebbe said that if you put it into a basket, right, the Eruv is a good Eruv. The Amri le Rabban and Hoel the Sof Sof Osel Litlo b'Shabbos Mishum Shimush Ilan Ein Eruv Eruv. The Gazer Hashus Ben Hashmashas, and the Rabbanan are saying, no, you can't take it out of the basket. It's usher to take out of the basket because you're making use of the tree. And even though the basket is only attached to the tree, anything attached directly to the tree, which is called Tzadim, is usher. Name a Kesavri Rabbanan Tzadim de Ilan Asurin. You could bring a raya from here that the Rabbanan hold that anything attached to a tree is usher to be what's it called to take off a tree. Kegon Haka Deino Mishtamish be Ilan Atzmo. Bring a rife in this Mishnah that Tzadim is Asur. And the person who holds his mutter will now be a Yachid against the whole Rabbim, the Chachamim, who say that Tzadim is Asur. We pass him that Tzadim is Asur. But we don't have a Mishnah of the Teirish that says it. If you learn, that's what the Rabbanan are arguing on Rebbe. He holds you can take it out of the basket. And the Rabbanan hold you can't take it out of the basket, then it's a Raya Brura that the basket is also to be used on Shabbat. So that can't be the case. Because otherwise we would have brought a Raya over there from this Mishnah. Ela Aresha, Kaimi Rabbanan. We're going back on Aresha. The Koma Rebbe, Nosno Be'ilam, Lamata Mi'asora, Iruve Eruv. Rebbe said, if you put the Eruv within 10 tefachim of the ground, so it's not in Rishus HaYochid, it's in a Karmelis, then you can, what's it called, it's a good Eruv, because you theoretically you could take it from the Karmelis and bring it into Rishus HaRab, or you could go up into the tree and get it down, right? For Asur Litlo, and there it says that it's Asur to take it on Shabbos, because you've been mishtamish with the tree. You're also carrying from a Karmelis to Rishus HaRabim, which is Asur, doing two Isur. And the Rabbanan said, no, even though Enochinami, you and the Eruv are both in Rishus Harabim, kiven the Asur Litlo b'Shabbos, Mishum Ilan, since you're not allowed to take it off the tree on Shabbos, Asur Litlo ben Hashmashas. The same halacha applies, ben Hashmashas. They don't hold that anything that's Asur mit the Rabbanan is Mutter ben Hashmashas. Shu Safik, ben Eruv, Eruv, Mil, it's not a good Eruv. So that's what the Rabbanan and Rebbe argue, whether something that's only Asur mit the Rabbanan, right? And the only issur you'd be over is an issur to Rabbanan of getting the Eruv to where you are, right? Ben Hashmashas, is that a good Eruv or not? The Rabbanan hold even Ben Hashmashas would be usher to take it, then it's no Eruv. And the Rebbe holds, even if Ben Hashmashas, it'd be mutter, then it's okay. The Gemara says, how's this tree talking? Idles be'arba rochav. It's not four tvachim wide. Malkum p'turu. The chol pachas mirochav dalit. Kain mitzis haShabbos. The lo havi rishus b'nei atzmo. Ubatel etzor rishus harabim. Etzor rishus hayochid. You can carry from malkum tur both into rishus harabim and into rishus hayochid. Dim omed b'neihim. Kedamrinon. Omed adam aleskofa. Notul mina on even osin lo mibala. V'nosin lo. Mibala bayis v'nosin lo. V'afilu yisru the rabbanon leka. The rabbanon never made an isur of carrying from Rishus HaRabim onto a Makom Tur, or vice versa, or from a Makom Tur into Rishus HaYochid, or vice versa. The only thing they asked it is taking it from Rishus HaRabim into a Makom Tur, and then taking that same thing into Rishus HaYochid. That's Asher Mid Rabban. Right. V'lekav, v'hocha ki nosim l'malam y'asara, l'ab Rishus HaYochidu. V'amai ein eru v'eru. Har'yochol itlo Rishus HaRabim. It's mutter. So why would the Rabban hold on an eru if it's less than arba tvafa? The Ida Ispe Arba, if there, it is four tvachim, why? Mishim hachi ka asr le reisha, seifa amay mahani le kalkala, harishus hayochid huva asr. Lamaisa, if it is four tvachim wide, so then higher than ten tvachim is what's it called, rishus hayochid, then why is the seifa mutter? It's also rishus hayochid, if it's in the basket. Right, so why should it be but, why should it be mutter according to Rebbe? It's also nisidoraisa, rishus hayochid shusarab. So where it says, the idis be'arba kinosn be'kalkola mayhavi. Just because you put it into a basket, why should that be mutter? The basket itself is rishus hayochid. Ravina reisha the is be'arba sefer the less be'arba. The kalkola mashli mosul arba. The reish is talking where there's arba tvachim, and if it's higher than ten tvachim, it's also because in rishus hayochid, and you're in rishus harab. The sefer is talking where the tree is not four tvachim wide, and the kalkola makes it, what's it called, adds enough to make it four tvachim wide with the basket. The Rebbe, Savar Lakrab Meir, the Savar Lakrab Yehuda, and Rebbe holds like Rab Meir and he holds like Rab Yehuda. Let's just see what's going on over here. V'idisbe arba, umishim hachi kosher le reisha, seifa ame mahani le, kalkola hurishus hayochid, uva asr. Where it says, reisha disbe dalit, umishim hachi lamala me'asara ina rubu'eru. The tree is four tvachim wide, and therefore if it's higher than ten tvachim, it's a rishus hayachid, and you're in rishus harabim, you can't bring the eruv to you min haTorah, and therefore it's an inaccessible eruv, right? The rishus harabim, the eruv rishus hayachid is no good, even according to Rebbe, because here it'll be the Siddoraisa to take it, even Ben Hashmashis is also. Save for the less Beit Dalet, mishum hachi lav rishus hayachidi. Therefore, the tree is less than Dalet in the Sefer, and therefore it's not rishus hayachid. The kalkola de nakat mishum the Rebbe sover lak Rebbe Yehuda the omer eruv hamunach lamala miasora lo havi eruv va'afilu niskaven lishbos lamala elen kein munach al gabi makom arba. Right, there's another halacha here that an eruv has to be on a makom chashuv. Right, even if you put the eruv on, you had kavanah to be shoveish lamala in rishus hayochid, and the eruv was in rishus hayochid where it's accessible. Right, it's only Yisrael be climbing the tree, which is nisud rabban. That would be okay. But the Erev has to be on a Makom of Arba. If it's not on a Makom Arba, it's not in a Chosh of a place, it's not an Erev. So the Erev always has to be on a place that's four tvachim or wide. Hilkach, ilav kalkola, if it wouldn't be for the basket, leka Erev. There's no Erev. Al gabi Makom Arba. Right? You're missing the condition of an Erev being a good Erev that has to be on a Makom Chosh. Ela kalkola mashli masul Arba. It's in the basket. The basket itself is not Arba, but if you hollow out the branch of the tree, which is also not arba, together they're arba tvachim. So now the question is, do you consider the tree hollowed out, so the basket is considered a mokum arba or not? That Reb Meir holds, the Sover law, Reb Meir, the Omar gabi kekipa, the terakama chokim mahashlim. Reb Meir holds that if you have a thing that's solid, you consider it as if it would be carved out, and therefore the dimensions are the hollow dimension, not the dimensions where it's solid. Chokin lahashba. Umi rishus hayochid gemura lohavi. It's not a mamish rishus hayochid, kiven de ein betachtiso shal ilan rochav dalet. Because lemaisa, it gets narrower. Here's the case. Here's the kakola. Picture 165. You have the kakola connected to the tree above 10 tvachim. The kakola itself is not 4 tvachim, so it's not a rishus hayochid. It's only a carnivore. Could be not even a carmelist, because ain't carmelist potato. And the tree is not four tvachim wide, because it's not. So wherever the Erev would have been, lechora by itself,
is not a Yerushus HaYochid. At best, it's only also with the Rabban. Right? So now you have what's it called, but if you hollow out the tree, okay, then the basket and the part that's hollowed out would be four tefachim. So what's it called? So therefore, it's considered a makom chashuv because he holds like Rav Meir that chokikim lahashba. You consider the part that's solid as if it would be hollowed out, and therefore the basket plus that hollowed out part it's on a place that's four tefachim. The only thing is, then it's in Rishus HaYochid. We're back to the original problem. You can't get it from there to bring it to Rishus HaRabba. No, it's not a real Rishus HaYochid. Why not? Because that part where the basket is four tefachim, but underneath is less than four tefachim. So it's a mechitza shagdoyim bokimbo. That this Rishus HaYochid is not Rishus HaYochid. Because underneath it, there's what's it called more than three tefachim open. And that more than three tefachim open makes it not a mechitza. So it's not a Rishus HaYochid. That's Mamela. So after Rishus HaYochid, Mamish, it's not. So you could take it out of the Kalkol and bring it to Rishus HaRabim and be only an over in Issa Rabbana. But to be considered a Makom Choshu for an Erev, there, it, the place where the Erev is on is for Tzachim.
Wasn't there another choice?
I don't know. So that doesn't go like that, Mandi Amr Tracks. So just, we don't pass them like that anyway. So it doesn't go like that. Now Rashi says, but Rishus HaYochid Gemura Lohati, Kivin De'ein B'Tachti Social Ilan Roch of Dalet. Since Lamaisa, the tree underneath that is not four tefachim, so it's not a bona fide mechitza. It's four tefachim higher than ten tefachim, right? But it's not a mechitza that goes all the way down to the ground. Afagad Barosho Roch of Arboa, the Kalkola Mashlimale, Lohavi Rishus HaYochid, Elen Tein Mask Lios Rechovo Arboa, Betok Gimel, Hasmuchim Lakarka. A mechitza is only a good mechitza to be considered Rishus HaYochid if it starts within three tefachim of the ground. The Hachi Amrin Bazori, Gabi Botsinaisa Demesha, right? These boats that come to a point. It has to be, what's it called, four tefachim wide within three tefachim of the ground to be Rishus HaYochid. The Hain Svino Shishuleim Chodim, the Ein Bishuleim Roch of Dalet, Ulamala Hain Holchos Marchivos Harbe. They're like canoes. They're very narrow at the bottom, and then they widen out. Mechitzos and Gavoyu, and they're 10 tefachim high. Ein Metalton Bohen Ela Arba Amos, the Lav Rishus HaYochid Hinu. They're not considered Rishus HaYochid. The Afagav Digvoy Masor Rechavin Arba, even though they're 10 tefachim high and they're 4 tefachim wide, but they're not 4 tefachim wide within 3 tefachim of the ground. Milmalahol Bishuleim Lohavi Arba, Vahacha Gabi Ila Nomi, Taima Mishum Hachihu. The Teda Shazeu Atam, Medikomer Lakamon, Command the Loker of Yosef Reb Yehuda. Right? Uvazorik Nomi Mosvinan Allah, Dahi Mehahod Reb Yosef. That's Reb Yosef Reb Yehuda, is the one with the Trasko. So it doesn't go like him. In a Chenami. A Trasko which has Arba Tvachim, higher than three Tvachim from the ground, is not Rishus HaYochid. And therefore, that's how the case is talking. So therefore, Rebbe holds it's only good if the kalkola and the bark and the trunk of the tree are arba, and then it's makom chashuv. So the eruv is an eruv, and it's not Rishus HaYochid because underneath it's not arba. It's what's it called? And it's considered a makom chashuv where the eruv is, not considered Rishus HaYochid, and therefore it's only nisud rabbanan to take it from there to into Rishus HaRabim, and ben hashmashes you could do it. And the rabbanan hold no, you can't do it. Because even if you're going to be only over an Issa Rabbanan, you're still not allowed to, the air is no air.